Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. The Porsche Carrera Cup North America on IMSA Radio.
Well, hello everybody and welcome along to our first of two back-to-back triple headers at the end of the 2021 inaugural season of the Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by Visit Cayman Islands. We're at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We'll head off to Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta to round the season up, and the championships are very, very nicely poised. Live on IMSA Radio, RS2 via IMSAradio.com, and live streaming video as well for every session this weekend. I'm John Heindorf, as usual, but with Jeremy Shaw going to be busy with the WeatherTech weekend over at Laguna Seca. Delighted to see it that joining me here is Bruce Jones. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, John. Cars look epic, don't they? I've really enjoyed this first season of the Porsche Carrera Cup North America. The cars look magnificent, but we've got space to see them. There is so much space to play at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Cars brand new for 2021 and a real big departure on a couple of fronts. First of all, it is a Carrera Cup North America. We've not had that before. So the perfect opportunity with the brand new Type 992, the eighth iteration of Porsche's trademark shape sports car, the 911. The 992 road car. Introduced last year, and a massive technological step forward. Looks very similar, as is Porsche's way, from the outside, but under the skin for the road car and therefore for the cup car as well, many changes, including double wishbone front suspension. The cars are all wide body cars now, not like the old days of certain models being narrow and certain bodies being wide. And the difference in the models, they're all wide body cars now, and you'll see also some very different aero, borrowing a lot of technology and experience from the Le Mans and IMSA GT cars, the 911 RSR19. So just Hutton McKenna just running on and having a go round the longer part of the speedway. There is a cut through to your left there, Hutton. No, you don't need to go back against the traffic. Just going into turn one, the wrong way around. What hasn't changed is the flat six engine hanging out at the back. And 4 litres, just over 500 horsepower, and providing us with a brilliant soundtrack to this Porsche Together Festival here this weekend. First time we've had that as well, bringing together a whole host of Porsche files and Porsche cars here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Using the hairpin version of the infield circuit here at Indianapolis. So not exactly the same as the Indy cars ran a few weeks ago, and indeed the Cup cars as well, of course, with their first visit to this hallowed ground. And because it's Porsche Together, we've got more coverage for you, hence live sound and vision on this practice session, giving Bruce and I a chance to reacquaint ourselves, in my case, and acquaint himself in his case, to some of these cars.
Well, John, I can assure you I've looked at highlights of all the previous rounds to get my eye in, and I'm just deeply impressed with the sheer number of professional drivers that have been enticed to come and race in this first Carrera Cup North America. Because let's face it, we know, John, from our coverage of all things sports car racing, this is the branch of motor racing that's really, really having a huge boom time. Boom time sort of happening now and exploding into many works manufacturer teams coming back into the sport with the combination of the North American scene and the European scene, the global scene. And I think particularly for the drivers that have a J after the name on the result sheets, these are drivers who are eligible to be part of the Porsche Junior program. And I think that could be a mighty place to be for these drivers as they try and shape their careers. So yes, they're trying to win this championship, but they're just trying to impress the right people. And I think it's great they've got that scholarship element to AMAT.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point there, because in the past it hasn't been possible really for the juniors from the North American Cup Challenge, as it was in its previous iterations, to compete on equal ground at the shootout at the end of the season. But now with the new car and crucially moving to the Michelin Pilot Sport Challenge tyres, which are the same as pretty much all of the other Carrera Cups around the world and the Super Cups use as well, then it's not such a stretch for anybody who is chosen to go over later on in the year after we've been to Road Atlanta. Of course, the carrot that's been dangled there, Bruce, is the opportunity to be a Porsche Junior supported works driver, and the names that have come through that down through the years are simply staggering.
Well, absolutely so, John, but it's also the fact if you keep your nose clean, do a good job, some of the Porsche Junior drives from the very inception of the program are nearly 40 years old now, and the very best of them are still with affiliation to Porsche. And you just know full well that whatever the shape of global sports car racing, there's always going to be a strong Porsche presence. So it really is a very sensible championship to contest. And for the likes of Seb Priot crossing across from the UK to come out and play, Erik Johansson as well, the Swede, you know, they've come here as a prime hunting ground for them as they try and build their futures. And these are drivers in their early 20s. In fact, we've even got some in their late teens. And, it's just such an enticing carrot to aim at, isn't it?
Certainly is. Let's go through a few of the early times. 1:41.4 for Dylan Murray, one of those juniors in the number 38. That is one of the BGB motorsports cars. You'll hear us talking about a few of the teams here, and you'll hear some of the same names coming up. Kelly Moss Roden Race with the two championship protagonists at the front of the field, Kai von Berlo in second position, and Sebastian Priot in sixth in this early running of this session, but they are contesting the sharp end of the championship. Three classes here, two of them based on driver age and ability, and the third based on the car type, because we do still have room for some 991.2 cars, the second generation cars. They are running in their own category as a Pro-Am 991 category. Joe Lombardo with the fastest time for that in the number 92 at the moment with a 43.9. Some of those cars have done sterling service, but are still very, very quick racing machines and still a lot of fun to drive. They're getting 1 year in this new for 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by Visit Cayman Islands. Tim Pappas in the pit lane for JDX. Tim, who is almost synonymous with Porsches down through the years, and looked like he had some overheating brakes. Maybe he's already been off and visited the grass, and that was what the guys from JDX were looking at there. He's sitting in seventh in the Pro-Am category. He has put a time in.
Well, we've got 25 times on the board, John, but I noticed we haven't got one for Hutton McKenna. We saw him running up the escape road, so presumably he's put his tail between his legs and limped back to the pits, or maybe I've got to keep an eye out to see if he's actually parked it up there, if the problem was anything more than over-exuberance and braking too late. But 25 times on the board, Dylan Murray, son of David Murray, top of the charts, 1 minute 39.0. He's only a tenth of a second clear of Lee Keane, so people starting to work their way down to very sensible times indeed.
Ah, that's a good point, actually. I wonder then if his issue was more about some other problems rather than running long, and that's why he didn't try to rejoin through the cutout. at that area of the track that leads you back through the grassed area. That you might have hit that one on the head. At IMSA Radio, if you want to get in touch with us here. And Dylan Murray's time still at the top, 39.0. Last time around.
That's only 25 thousandths faster than Kai van Berlo, yes, who's popped up into second place. So two Porsche juniors right at the top. Seb Prio, the third of the Porsche juniors, in fourth place. But just to show how competitive, just 0.3 seconds cover the top four. And some of the drivers really start to hang the tails out a little bit. Car 69 being driven with real, real gusto just a few seconds ago, and certainly very, very entertaining. Tom Collingwood, who's just moved up to be top Pro-Am driver with that very classic lap.
Yeah, and teammates are sharing the awning at least with Dylan Murray. So the BGP Motorsports team clearly have got their cars dialed in. We've not seen this form of Porsche racing here on the road circuit at Indianapolis before. So it is a bit of a voyage of discovery for everybody. Good to have your company wherever you are in the world. Friday afternoon in Europe. Some of you working from home, I know, are tuning in. We will be splitting our coverage in terms of the audio between IMSA Radio RS2 and RS1 over the weekend. But the video will always be on a dedicated part of the IMSAradio.com live video page. We will have two panes in there, one from Laguna Seca and one from here at Indianapolis, and so you will be able to bounce between them. There are a couple of side by sides that, if you've got a couple of screens, you'll be able to get them both up at the same time. All the details are on IMSAradio.com, and you scroll to the bottom and see the timetable. And you could also go to radio-show.co, that's .co.uk, and that gives you all three of the audio channels that we run here at Radio Show Limited. So no reason for you to miss any of the action, and it will, of course, all be archived later on. Coming across to the second of the dives into the infield, Maxwell Root, in the white and green number three. Kai van Berlo in the white and green number three, who has just put his time in and gone to the top with a 1:38.4. So Kelly Moss Roden race first and second. And Bruce, it is the two young pretenders, the two championship contenders, with Dylan Murray in third for BGB. And they're separated, the top four now, with Sebastian Carrazzo, another Kelly Moss Roden race driver, in fourth position. Can I put my teeth in for this? Separated by a second.
Yeah, I think what we've seen is just much better laps from Seb Prio and Kai van Berlo. In fact, as I say that, actually, I can't even believe the time that's just gone in. Yes, I can. 1:37.9 from Seb Prio. So there I was saying 1:39, four drivers very close on those. No, Prio, 1:37.9. Second fastest, 1:38.4, Kai van Berlo. And Dylan Murray has done so two or three laps almost within 1/100 of a second of his best time, 1:39.0. They're the top three. Seb Carrozzo a whisker behind. Lee Keane, not to be ashamed, only 1/10 of a second back. So it is pretty close, but just Seb Prio and Kai van Berlo really starting to lay down a marker.
Wherever you are in the world, welcome along to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for Porsche Together Fest 2021. Hashtag Porsche Together, and at IMSA Radio as well if you want to get in touch with us here in the Global Broadcast Centre. It is the first free practice session for Porsche Carrera Cup North America 2021, presented by Visit Cayman Islands. And the winner, of course, will be heading down to the Cayman Islands at some stage in the future. Has opened back up for tourism, getting in down towards their season down there at the moment. Number 12, the bright red car, is Lee Keane for 311 RS Motorsport, looking exceptionally stock, that car, in Guards red, very little sign writing on it. Lee Keane Bruce, this season has been giving the youngsters a run for their money and proving there's life outside of the junior class.
Oh, absolutely. So, not quite 38 years old, so almost double the age of some of the youngest drivers, but he really seems to be reinvigorated by this new challenge. And I think in a driver's career, especially someone like Lee, who's been racing for, you know, such a while now, you need new challenges and something that makes you take another step forward. And when you've got sort of very rapid teenagers trying, as though they've just hopped out of their off a simulator or playing a game into these cars, they're really, really quick. But well done to Lee, fifth fastest at the moment, and he's right in the mix for a top three, not for a first or second in practice. One driver who's taken a short while to get going, oh, we have got a decent time, suddenly Hutton McKenna, remember he went missing very early on, he just popped up into eighth place, so give him another couple of laps and I think he'll be towards the sharp end, whatever that problem was early on. One thing I was just going to point out, we haven't mentioned we've got a new driver in car number 16, MRS GT Racing. He's the fourth driver in this car, and he's come from Romania to take part. Alexander Marmuriano, he's down just outside the top 20, 22nd at the moment, but great to have this sort of rotation of faces in new places, John.
Yeah, and that is the 991 class, but there's plenty of people in there at the moment who are looking further down the line. There was an initial allocation of an amazing 23 cars, and we have to give some credit to the outgoing man at the top of Porsche and Porsche Motorsport here in North America for, I don't know how he did it, whether he had to go and bang his hand on the table or whether there was some clever diplomacy, but there was certainly, that was certainly more cars than we were expecting to get this weekend, and or this season, should I say. And fair play to Dr. Daniel Ambruster, who will be replaced in January by Volker Holzmeier as the president and CEO here in North America. And Volker's already in position, shadowing Daniel Ambruster, and has in fact already had his first official engagement. He waved the green flag at Road America for the last round of Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Islands, which is exactly how Dr. Ambruster was introduced to us a few years ago. So following on a very proud tradition.
Now, if anyone's looking on and thinking, right, with John and Bruce have mentioned the three different classes, Pro-Am, we normally have a driver by the name of Alan Metney at the top of that. Mm. If you look down the results sheet at the moment, the timetable, he is not there because he's two-timing this weekend, competing over at Laguna Seca. And then he's planning to come, because it's a triple-header race meeting, he's going to come for the second two races. The race is on Sunday. He's leading the Pro-Am class really quite comfortably, actually, but 195 points to Efrain Castro's 141. But he's hoping that he described it as a bit like, you hope that when the off-season is over, you get back in the car, you can get straight onto the pace. Coming in cold, but I think Alan's good enough to manage it, as long as he can cope with all the flying in between. But he's going to be very, very busy this weekend.
And we've got one driver going the other way, I think, as well, don't we? For the Wright Motorsports, one of the Wright Motorsports drivers. Now, is he out?
I was looking for Max Root. Look for
Maxwell
car number
Root,
seven,
yes.
Maxwell Root. The answer is, I think he's warming his tail end in California at the moment, and hopefully will be commuting back. But it's so difficult in this season. John, we've all tried to balance championships work in. You imagine if you're trying to do multiple championships and one just decides to get, in order to race in front of a crowd, they'll move their race back a month. You get these clashes, and hopefully we won't have to live with such things in 2022. But certainly for the logistical departments of the teams or the driver themselves, it can be a bit of a nightmare, particularly when they're well-placed in both championships, which is the problem for Alan Metney. He's very well-placed in the Lamborghini Series and very, very well-placed in the Porsche Carrera Cup North America. So he decided, rather than choose between one child and another, he's going to try and please both of them.
I love it. Well, Max Root, of course, is from San Diego, so he's a little bit closer to WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. He normally drives the most speed Wright Motorsports partnered car, the number seven. He's effectively been called up to the big leagues, unfortunately, because another driver isn't able to race. So he's been pulled into the Wright Motorsports car in one of the other IMSA championships, and it's an opportunity that he can't pass up. And one might say, Bruce, is exactly the sort of thing that Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Islands, is exactly the sort of thing that this championship is training these young drivers to do. It's the longest of any Carrera Cup in terms of the duration of the races at 45 minutes. And that's sort of the area of a fuel stint when you get to Michelin Pilot Challenge or indeed the WeatherTech Championship.
Exactly so, John, and it is not just an education about how to drive fast, it's how to manage what you're doing out on the circuit. And yes, it's a fantastic step. Others may choose in years to come, if they do really well in this championship, to go and try and compete in the primary Porsche series, the Porsche Super Cup, supporting the Grand Prix largely around Europe. That's, you know, their choice. But what a fantastic opportunity to have these sort of approaches you can take if you do well in a championship like this. But with the Pro-Am class, and particularly the Pro-Am 991 class, for a lot of people, this is just where they want to race. A lot of the drivers, they now have quite a few candles on their birthday cake, not to explain it otherwise. And so this is what they want to race, and to be able to step up to these new cars, or in the case of the 991.2s in the Pro-Am 991 class, a really good standard of car, and just race on circuits like this. You rattle through the calendar, there are some epic places to race in the Carrera Cup North America.
It's Bruce Jones and John Hindhoff in the Global Broadcast Centre. Good to have your company for Porsche Carrera Cup North America. Triple header this weekend for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the road course with the hairpin on the infield as well. And here's how it stands with just under half an hour still to go. Seb Prior for Kelly Moss Road and Race is the best time. This is free practice one. This is not setting grid positions unless something goes a bit awry later in the weekend. So it's always good to get a good lap in early. 137.9, that's an average lap speed of just over 95 miles an hour. Kai von Berlo, his teammate, but they are very much individuals when they are racing against each other and for this championship. He's about half a second further back, and unfortunately we have a spinner on the circuit. That's Sean McAllister for the JDX team, Jeremy Dale and Harrison Brix's outfit, coming out of the final corner onto the start-finish line at turn 14, that's called. Four-way flashes, the hazard flashes are going. That's not because Sean has fired them up. They tend to do that on their own once the car's thought that you've had a bit of a whoopsie. We had a 992 Carrera Cup car racing in the 24 hours at Barcelona. Oh, has he hit the wall? No, lost it coming in and got it stopped over the infield grass. So good news is I don't think he's hit anything, but the hazard flashes have gone on and Sean has refired the flat six. Yes, it was rather odd to see at the Circuit de Catalunya at last weekend, Ivo Broekers had rented a cup car from the Speed Lover guys who running the Benelux Championship and had a 992 that wasn't being used that weekend. Oh, Sean pulling back across the racetrack, but he's pointing in the right direction now. And every time that car had a little bit of a whoopsie, the four-way flashes. Now, they will stay on unless the driver turns them off, so they'll be on the radio to him now saying, Sean, find the hazard button. It's the big one with the triangle on it in the middle of the dashboard. Yep, that's it. Excellent. Well done. I have had that called myself, but not in a Porsche. 92, just going onto the infield now. And that's Joe Lombardo, who still leads the Pro-Am category. Kelly Moss Road and Race, 142.1. He's got about 0.4 of a second on Matt Holcomb for Goldcrest Motorsport. In Pro-Am, Kurt Sweringen has the best time for ACI Motorsports. That's the 17. And he's got just on a second, just over a second, ahead of Efren Castro for Team Hardpoint EBM in the number 65. And at the top of the shop, it's still the two Kelly Moss Road and Race drivers, Prior and von Berlo, ahead of Dylan Murray, who's another 0.3 further back and has only 0.068 further ahead of Riley Dickinson now, who's up for Team Hardpoint EBM into fourth position. That looked to me like Bill Smith having a spin in the 42 top racing bright orange car, but he's pointing in the right direction. So we're starting to see people with 25 and a half minutes left, Bruce, just pushing the outer envelope here in FP1.
Very nicely described, John. Precisely my thoughts. I think we've seen them just chipping away a little bit. And then in the case of Seb Priaulx and Kai van Berlo, starting to take great chunks of time. But it's the drivers further down the field who are starting to feel, maybe it's that little scary moment, a little bit brave, but about the lowest speed incident you could have. I think that was turn 12, was it, John? Coming off the banking where you drop down into the... You turn right, then you turn left and you go onto the banking again as you come out of 14, where we saw the other car spun a couple of minutes ago in the number two in the hands of Sean McAllister. But no damage done. There is a lot of space if you get it wrong. And also, if you're getting it wrong at about 40 miles an hour, it's not too difficult to gather it up again.
That's a fair point, well made and beautifully presented, Mr. Jones. That is Bruce Jones. He is with me, John Hindhoff, this weekend for a triple header. But we have all the sessions, two free practice sessions, plus qualifying, and all three races live in sound and vision via the live video tab on imsaradio.com. We've got audio if you're moving around or you don't have the bandwidth. That's on RS2. And that is the home of IMSA Radio. At every hour of every day of the year, there is IMSA content there, part of the Radio Show Limited network of channels. We are going to have to drop onto RS1 at some stage of the weekend. You can find all the details on imsaradio.com or radio-show.co.uk, where we have the full programme schedule at the bottom of the homepage. And by some trickery and black magic that I don't understand, that schedule will automatically convert all of the on-air and live times into your browser time, so you don't have to do the arithmetic to work out if it's plus 5 or minus 7 or whatever the heck it is, which is frankly the only way I ever get on air on time, is by looking at that. So no changes in the times for the moment. Parker Thompson's just put his fastest time in for JDX Racing. He's in 6th position in Pro, the second of the JDX Racing cars that we've talked about, at least. 139.0 last time around for Parker, another one of the under 23 drivers. Sean McAllister, with his confidence restored, goes down the inside of one of the 991 Cup cars into what is turn one. Very big inside curb. And even though these are GT cars, Bruce, I noticed that everyone is giving that inside curb a wide berth. It was Joe Lombardo, by the way, that Sean went by. Joe leading the Pro-Am category in the black and red number 92 Porsche.
It's interesting, that turn one, John. As you say, very big curb they're trying to avoid, but what we just saw there with Sean McAllister gave it a bit of space, and then suddenly found the track was turning right, and he wasn't. He really started to lurch through the corner. Saw a bank, not a bank of grass, just a wide expanse of grass ahead of him. He could not get the car turned in. So this is what they've got to work on in practice number one, how to get into turn one properly so you don't compromise turn two. And that time around, just too deep into the corner for Sean McAllister. He'll work it out, but that's what these sessions are for, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. And you build up. Ryan Gates is in the pits at the moment. That's the other bright red car from 311 RS Motorsports. Teammate to Lee Keane. Tell you what, you could do a lot worse than having Lee Keane as your teammate. What he doesn't know about driving any motor car is probably not worth knowing.
He's certainly had a very, very illustrious career. Right, change at the top, John. Kai van Berlo, now fastest by, the smallest amount of not very much, 0.047 of a second. So between friends, we'll call it 0.05 of a second. But Kai van Berlo now ahead of Seb Priaulx. As you said, teammates, but they're at each other's throats. They're going for this championship.
And I'm sure that Seb knows exactly where he can find 0.047 of a second round here, Bruce, don't you?
It's up his sleeve, got it, saving it for when required. Now, I remember, you just alluded to, you were talking about how Eva Broekers was competing at the Barcelona 24 Hours, part of the 24 Hour Series last weekend. It was at one of those meetings, it was a spa meeting, that I met the van Berlo brothers and their father. Mm. What a friendly bunch of guys they were. And I think at the time, Kai and Glenn van Berlo, his brother, were, I think, 17 and 18 or 16 and 17. You know, obscenely young, but so personable. They almost chased the camera down the pit lane because they wanted to be interviewed. They were just having so much fun. But, you know, doing it as a family must just be just super fantastic for all of them, and they've both done really well. But Kai clearly enjoying, and I'm looking at his interviews this year in the Porsche Carrera Cup North America, just again super personable, but you can just start to sense that steel developing in him. And likewise in all of these young drivers, as nice as they can be out of the car, but they're there to win, aren't they?
And Kai from the Netherlands, which has been a phenomenal production line of talent in motor racing over the last few years. And obviously Max Verstappen right at the very top of his game, leading the FIA Formula One World Championship as they go into Monza, isn't it, this weekend? But, I mean, we can name any number of them that are coming through the ranks as well. And Kai van Berlo is just another one to add to that list. And he's going about it in a very structured way. You could say the same about, what now? Is he a third or fourth generation driver, Sebastian Priaulx? Certainly his dad and his granddad. I'm not sure whether his great-granddad did, but he's certainly third generation driver. And, you know, again, these are young drivers who, it would seem not very many years ago, if we were talking about motor racing, Bruce, that, you know, we would be thinking of these young drivers in Formula Racing. But what they see, as you pointed out earlier on, is the opportunities that pro sports car and endurance racing will be able to afford them in the either right now or the not too distant future.
Yeah, I mean, unless you are absolutely at the zenith of single-seater racing, and you're not just being misled by your inability to identify the drivers being faster than you or being propelled there by parents who won't accept their child is the very best. If you really are the very best, of course, keep on. But for so many drivers, it's just much wiser. Yes, you might be a top six finisher in Formula 3, in Formula 2, wherever, but how many of those get the Formula 1 break they so crave? And then their career could be over by the time, you know, by the time they're in their early 20s. Coming to sports car racing can give them a lifetime of racing. And also, it's easier to dip back in later in life, isn't it? If you go away and then, you know, run a business, do whatever you want to do, but then to come back to it later, I just think it's a great place to play, and it's great for them to come out and the older drivers and compete against the young pups, isn't it? And just see where the latest, you know, how you still, whether you can hack it or not against the young guns. I think sports car racing and GT racing in particular is just fantastic for that.
Looks like Seb is winding up to another lap, and he's drifting that multi-matic car through the infield section. Track limit's not an issue coming out of turn six onto the infield straight. Now, very bumpy under braking for the chicane at turn seven, eight, and nine. But the two-tone blue and white curbs, very flat at that point. There's a couple of slightly raised orange areas there, like the baguette curbs or the sausage curbs, but they are laid not just over the back of the curbs, as we often see in Europe here at IMS. They are laid perpendicular to the racetrack, almost marking the apex of the corner. Pit lane for Seb.
Well, he had
17 minutes ago.
He had just briefly gone to the top of the charts, but it's Parker Thompson sitting at the top of the table. 1 minute 37.332. The number 9 entry from JDX Racing. That's the one we saw in the pits a short while ago. White with the fantastic orange livery at the front that folds around the back and side of the cars. 1 minute 37.332. So he's ahead by almost precisely a tenth of a second from Seb Priaulx, who's got a tenth of a second in hand as well over Kai van Berlo, but still super top tight at the top. 0.223 of a second between the top three drivers. And then you have to look back fully to 1.5 seconds off the pace. That's Dylan Murray, who's been there or thereabouts. I'm expecting him to start winding it up. So we'll look for car 38, bright green on the screens at the moment. The track actually got a fair bit of space on it at the moment, so if he's got a quick time in him, he's got the space to go and put it down. Getting towards the end of a lap now.
Yeah, 16 and a bit minutes to go in the classes. Kurt Swearingen in the number 17 ACI Motorsports car leads the Pro-Am in a very creditable 11th position with a 39.6 in the 991 category. It is Matt Holcomb who's gone to the top, demoting Joe Lombardo. So Goldcrest at the top of 991. That's the older cars, 141.6. So half a second between those two.
Well, I talked about a fantastic pace from Parker Thompson. He's obviously decided the winner last time out that he's got more in hand, and he just put in a 1:36.727 second lap. That puts him 0.7 now ahead of Seb Priaou. So for everyone else, they're aiming at a target and it's moving away from them, but car number 9 setting the pace. JDX Racing be very proud of the Canadian Parker Thompson. Seemed to be timing his charge in the championship really very well. He's third overall at the moment with Seb Priaou on 164 to his 129. Kai Van Berlo just 7 points further ahead, but you really sense that the momentum is starting to build for Parker Thompson. He's got 6 races, 3 here and 3 at the finale at Road Atlanta, so every chance, if he keeps on doing what he did last time out and takes win after win after win, and with this pace he's looking pretty good for it, then he's got a chance, he's got a hope, and that's all he can ask for.
It's Bruce Jones with me, John Hine, for the Global Broadcast Centre. It's Bruce and I looking after the Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by Visit Cayman Islands this weekend. Jeremy Short with Shea Adam will be on duty for the rest of the IMSA Championship events over at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. Brian Till jumping in as well for the Lamborghinis. So plenty of sports car and endurance racing action across the Radio Show Limited network of channels this weekend in both sound and vision. And remember, if you for this particular event, whether you're in the States or further afield, every session for the Porsche Carrera Cup North America is available without any blocks in sound or vision. If you're outside the US, then don't forget we'll have flag-to-flag coverage of WeatherTech qualifying plus all of the races from Laguna Seca as well. So you might need a few extra screens this weekend. There's a couple of overlaps this weekend. Got some more Mazda races as well over on IMSA. But all covered via RS1 or RS2 in audio. And of course, we'll be on Sirius XM for the big race on Sunday from the West Coast. But it's Indianapolis Motor Speedway that's taking centre stage, as it has done for many years, using the road circuits, running back to front down the start finish line, which I still can't quite get my head around. It just looks, in some ways, just looks very wrong. Onto the infield again for Kai Van Berlo, who I think has just slapped a new set of Michelins on and is going for another time with 13 minutes to go.
The time he's got to aim for, 1:36.727 seconds. So he's really got to wind it up. He's got to find the best part of a second. But as you say, John, just over a dozen minutes remaining. New set of rubber. Looking very, very aggressive through turns 1 and 2. Got the turn. It didn't go as deep as we saw Sean McAllister doing a while ago. And when they then turn left through turn 2, we see a lot of drivers just getting the right-hand wheels of their car onto the grass. They just don't want to do that too much. And then they've got to keep on turning. The early part of the lap is very, very busy. Effectively, John, after they've got out of turn 6 onto that infield straight, it's the first time they can really, really, really relax.
Van Berlo then cuts his way onto the middle straight, the infield straight, using all of the concrete runoff to drivers left as he comes out of the exit of turn 6, that hairpin area, and then under braking for 7, 8 and 9. Front end of the 992 just dipping down there as he was braking, balancing the cars between 9 and 10, then just allowing it to get onto the bridle a little bit for a moment. It's up back onto the banking, and then the braking down for 12 and cutting onto the infield for the second time before going past the pit lane entrance on driver's right, which he stays away from. So he is coming round to complete this lap now. Will it elevate him to the top of the times? Needs to find nearly a full second, 0.828 of a second behind Parker Thompson, who has the best time at the moment. He crosses the line. His best time at the moment, a 1:37.555. Just waiting for the time to update. He goes to second, 36.5. Check that, 36.9. My apologies. 36.9. So two and a quarter tenths there away from Parker Thompson, but it looks like he's hanging on and going for another lap, Bruce.
And as he's doing that, Seb Prio, his teammate from Kelly Moss Roden Race, has also come out, I think, on a fresh set of rubber, so we expect quick times from him. So let's just reiterate, Parker Thompson, 1 minute 36.727 seconds. That's 0.224 of a second faster than Kai Van Berlo. Seb Prio bound to be winding it up, the number 15, the Multimatic liveried car. Multicoloured, Multimatic, and that's third fastest. Riley Dickinson, we didn't give him too much credit. The Porsche Austin livery car fourth at the moment. But Lee Keane's been chipping away, a few tenths here, a few tenths there. He's now very, very close to Dylan Murray, who's holding down fifth place. But Lee just keeps getting better and better. Now, will Seb Prio, the driver who lives on Guernsey, one of the Channel Islands just off the south coast of England, and see what he can do this time around, because that was his outlap. Now he's winding it up this time around. But that target time, 1 minute 36.727 seconds. Don't forget, this isn't qualified, this is first practice, but I'm starting to see the drivers, John, finding ways of turning, particularly through turns one and two, much more tidily than they did at the start of the session.
Yeah, hi to Andy and Joanne, who I know will be watching and listening, proud parents of Seb Prio. And if you think you know Andy Prio's name, you'd be absolutely right. Driven at the very highest level, including at Le Mans, and still driving very quickly indeed. And I know that Andy wasn't too well a little while ago. Hope you're all recovered from that, Andy, and hope to see you back in a car sooner rather than later.
Right, and if Andy's son Seb wants to go to the top, and he's certainly looking very, very positive, he's got a new target time to beat. It's no longer Parker Thompson, it's Kai Van Berlo who set the best. 1 minute 36.481 seconds. So he's found half a second to move a quarter of a second here at Parker Thompson, the Canadian. But Seb Prio pressing on out of turn 14, down the start, finish straight. This lap, is it a good lap? We'll wait to see when the time gets posted on the board. Very
across
good lap.
The line, second. Second. Sorry, Bruce.
No, yes. Sorry. Both guessed at the same time. He was precisely 24 thousandths of a second faster than Parker Thompson. This is practice, though.
This is practice, but we've got what amounts to a qualifying session going on here, because we've got these drivers at the sharp end of the field with now 18 laps under their various sets of Michelin Pilot Sport tyres. They are, they're trading tenths and hundredths of a second. 0.222 between first and second. 0.024 between second and third. In the classes, Kurt Swearingen still holds on to the best time in Pro-Am. He's in 12th position overall in the ACI Motorsports number 17. Ahead of Efren Castro on the Team Hardpoint EBM number 65 by just on a tenth of a second. In Pro-Am, Matt Holcomb for Goldcrest is ahead of Joe Lombardo. That's the 55 and the 92. Joe driving for Kelly Moss Road and Race, and he's all of a tenth and a half behind the man with the fastest time. Bit of a slide for Parker Thompson in the red, white and grey with the maple leaf on the side. Very proud Canadian as he comes up onto the banking to head towards the finish line. Parker Thompson in third at the moment, 0.246 of a second away from the top position. Does he improve his 136.7? He does not, because that was an outlap, or that was at least a slow down lap. That was a 158.6. So he's building up to something. Let's keep our eyes on Parker then, with that red, white and grey hind quarters on the very distinctive livery of that number 9 Team JDX racing car. John, teammate to Sean McAllister. Go ahead, Bruce.
John, if I may cut in, we've got Kelly Moss Road and Race at the first two positions, suddenly in fifth place as well. Sebastian Carozzo's just put in a 1 minute 38.782 seconds. He's two and a bit seconds down, but it's good for fifth. So he's chipped away. And I think, again, it's a case of putting those fresh sets of Michelins on towards the end of this practice session to see what you can do. As you pointed out, John, they're actually practicing for qualifying. Yeah. How to get the very most out, because pole position here will give you the chosen line down into turn one. Of course, you've got three attempts. We've got three races. But if you're out there, you want to take the win in the first race and just take those maximum points.
Yeah, let's not forget about subsequent grids here. and how the grids will be set in a normal weekend. We set the grids with the second fastest times, and the way that it works this weekend for qualifying, obviously when we get to that we'll explain it properly, because that's when it will make all the difference. We don't do things like reverse grids or anything like that, which some 2 and 4. We've got Bill spun around again. Bill Smith in the 42 top racing car. That looked like it was down at turn, maybe turn 4-5 area on the infield. Back of the car was on the immaculately trimmed grass. Mr. Penske won't be liking that very much, Bruce.
I guess most of these cars are pretty easy to distinguish, but when your car's bright orange, it really does stand out. And all we saw was the bright orange nose, so I'm afraid there could be no denying it was Bill top racing, but sitting sideways. Bill, 64 years young, and I mean, again, we were talking about this, John, about how drivers have the various classes they compete in, and I'm a big fan, as I'm soon to have 60 candles on my birthday cake. How did it get to that? But, you know, just knowing that... there's a place to go racing if you choose, and to race in such a great series as this, well, all the better.
So we're coming down in fact we're under now the last 5 minutes of this first free practice session. The qualifying, which comes up later, we'll have live for you as well. So every session that these Porsche Carrera Cup North America powered by the presented by Visit Cayman Islands, with you in Sound and Vision today, the starting position for race 3, the additional race this weekend. So I mentioned that it's your second best lap that will get you your starting position for race 2. The additional race this weekend are determined either by the third fastest lap in qualifying or the fastest lap in race 2, whichever is quicker. So that's the additional regulation for this weekend for race number 3. But let's not worry about that for the moment. When we look at qualifying later on, we'll be giving you the starting positions for the first of 3 races. That's Saturday's race, 2 races on Sunday, and we'll give you, when we get to those, we'll give you the starting grids once everything has been made official. Don't like looking too far into the future because it scrambles my little mind. I am a bear of small brain when it comes to bringing all this in. So Kai Van Berlo at the top with a 36.428 of a second ahead of Seb Priot. Van Berlo goes on to another lap. He'll get this one and maybe one more if he wants it. Is he going to be under pressure? Well, you've got to say it. 0.028 of a second, he is under pressure, but it's practice. Just practice, as Mr. Iverson would say.
Well, what he was practicing was flashing his headlines. He had Andor Kovac, who's taken over the number 14 entry MRS GT Racing, normally driven by the Swede, Erik Johansson, but he was a little bit in the way, and even though it's practice, what you saw there was Kai Van Berlo didn't want to lose any more of the time when his tyres are really sweet. He's got, I think he's done, what, 3, possibly 4 flying laps, John, since he fitted those... that new set of tyres. Seb Priot also put the new tyres on, but he's done one lap less. So his tyres have got a little more it's practice, keep telling them that though, but they're not really paying attention. They just want to be the faster of the two, and if they're fastest of overall, that's good too, and they are fastest overall. But seriously, another good lap from Parker Thompson, and that may be taken away from them.
He's going on to the infield now for what will probably be his last lap, the number 55, Matt Holcomb, in what Porsche aficionados and at the Porsche Together Festival here, Porsche Together Fest, you might at first glance think that, oh, that looks a bit like the hippie Porsche, but in fact you're not wrong in that, with the greens and the blues and the swirls on it, but it's actually an homage to the van colours of the Mystery Machine and Scooby-Doo.
Well, that's so funny you should
say
that.
And it does have Scooby on the front. It's got his dog on the front as well.
In fact, only now you see that, I think I can see his tail. I was about to chip in, almost being facetious, saying it's like the Scooby-Doo mobile, but there we are.
It is the Mystery Machine.
The Mystery Machine. Fantastic.
See? I think we might have got away with that if it hadn't been for those pesky kids, Bree, to be honest.
Schlinger, Schlinger.
Matt coming round in second position in the 991 Gen 2 class. Got to find about 2.5 tenths if he's going to get back on top there, because Joe Lombardo last time around did a 141.358. Actually, it was the time before, so Joe's sneaked back to the top in the Kelly Moss Roden race number 92. So they've had a decent scrap as well. And it's really close as well at the top of Pro-Am in the 992s, with Kurt Swearingen now ahead of Efren Castro by just on a tenth of a second, with John Gertz from Wright Motorsports another 7 tenths further back, 17.65 and 57, as Matt will get one more lap. So he's got one more go. He had wound himself up there, but that was only a 145.0. Has he got the performance in the Michelin tyres for this final 2.59 miles around, because the checkered flag will come out next time around. In fact, the checkered flag's coming out for him now. He will take the checkered flag. Let's see if he's improved. Just waiting for the time to come up. 143.1. No, so he hasn't improved. So it looks to me as though Joe Lombardo will take the bragging rights in this session in 991 category. Pro-Am for the moment, at least, is Kurt Swearingen for ACI Motorsports in the 17. And it is Kai van Berlo for Kelly Moss Road and Race, who by the barest of margins, 0.028 of a second over his Kelly Moss Road and Race teammate. But the top three there, with Parker Thompson for JDX, all juniors and all within, well, you might as well say a quarter of a second there, 0.246 of a second, Bruce. Now, this is your first opportunity to watch this Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by Visit Cayman Islands. Close enough for you in the category, sir?
It'll do, he said dramatically. No, it's fantastic. But those top three have really got the legs. I expected Riley Dickinson to be closer to them than he is. He's a second down overall, 1.1 seconds down. But I think we might see him getting in the mix. And I've still got to find out if we are going to see Maxwell, Max Root, coming over from California to take part as well, because he's been quick so far this season. But again, John, one of the drivers who is double dating this weekend. Very complicated. And also Alan Metney, the leader in Pro-Am, not here, only arriving on Sunday, as far as I understand. So he can be playing catch-up. But I think for a lot of drivers, for some of them, it might be their first experience on this infield circuit at the Indy Motor Speedway. I think that's been a very, very useful session. Not too many spins, a couple of people getting a little bit out of line early on, but really people knuckled down. And the good news is the times kept on improving.
Yeah, Bill Smith with a couple of spins in the bright orange top racing at number 42, but finishes up eighth in Pro-Am, so by no means at the back of the grid. Top 11 all pro cars, and that is the pro field for the moment here. Sean McAllister will not be happy being down in 11th position, although we did see him with a wee spin earlier on. TJ Fisher in 10th, Ryan Gates in 9th, Hutton McKenna with brake problems earlier on in 8th position, excuse me. Dylan Murray in 7th, Sebastian Carrazzo in 6th, and the top 5, Lee Keane, Riley Dickinson, Parker Thompson, and the two quickest, the two Kelly Moss Road and Race drivers, Kai van Berlo, ahead of Sebastian Priaulx. Just got the last couple of cars coming through to take checkered flags. In fact, I think everybody has seen the checkered flag, so this should be peeling into the pits for the stars and stripes on the GT Silver number 14. And indeed it is. And Ando Kovac comes in to the pit lane. So far, so good for the first free practice session in a triple header weekend, as we are heading in to the final run to the championship for the Porsche Carrera Cup North America. 6 rounds remain. We have 3 here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway and 3 at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta over Petit Le Mans weekend. Thanks to Bruce Jones for ably stepping in. And check the websites, imsaradio.com. We've got all the details on there. And also, of course, on the Facebook and the YouTube pages for Porsche Carrera Cup North America. All the broadcast times are on there. Every session live in sound and vision. Great thanks to our production team on site here at IMS. Thank you very much indeed, Rick and the team. And also to Tim Gray, our executive producer, up in London. For Bruce Jones, I'm John Hindorf in the Global Broadcast Centre. Free practice one for Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Islands. Back in the book, and they're back in the paddock. We'll see more from them later on today.
This programme is a radio show limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.